So he won Big Brother. But more than that, he made lots of phone calls to famous people while he was still in the house.
Cheeky prankster.
Isn't he? Mm. And he's the only one we haven't had on the show, so let's finally bring him in. Here is Cameron. Wow! Hello?
Hello.
It's really him. It's not a machine.
No, it's really me this time.
I know, I'm very excited. Wowee.
Wowee, boy.
How are you?
I'm splendid, thanks. Very, very good.
Good. I'm fine, thanks for asking.
Give us a chance, man.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you for asking. First of all, congratulations on winning the series but not having any money.
Thanks very much. Aha, there in is a little conundrum. I'm led to believe that I do have the money, I just haven't checked it recently enough.
Now, I saw the last night where they make a big thing of going, look, here's the money going from our bank account into your bank account.
That just made me feel ill.
I'm starting to believe now that was just showbiz television trickery.
It may well have been, but yes, I'm led to believe the money is now in.
So they haven't given you a bean, nothing?
Yes, I think they have. I think it arrived yesterday.
So you think you've got it?
I think I have.
Have you not been to the hole in the wall yet?
I'm too scared to look.
Give me a card, I'll go. I'll have a look for you.
You'll be welcome to, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I did spend some of my hard-earned cash. Not that I earned it. When I was in Chicago, and I brought you a little, you-know-what.
Did you really?
GIFT.
Oh, mate.
What do you think of that now?
I think that's is that really? Did he really buy that for me?
I did, yeah.
Let's have a look.
Big girl. Oh, look. It says eat good for the Chicago diner. Is that made up? Does that?
No. I see what it says on the side.
You have to eat.
You have to eat. You see, that's one of my big mottos.
Well, having a look at me, that's not. And I tell you what, if that's a large, there's some fat people in Chicago, isn't there? Look at that.
America's funny, don't you think? It's half full of fit people and half full of fat people.
There's not many large items of clothing that I possess. Well, you know, there are, but they've got an X next to it. So, thank you very much. I shall wear that.
Good.
Maybe tomorrow.
We're all right.
I might wear it for your wedding, Dave.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, I can't afford a suit. So you're out. You've been out for a while now. There's not really much point me talking to you about it now.
You can talk about whatever you like.
Really?
Within reason.
I see you brought a lovely young lady with you today.
Yeah, her name's Caroline and she's with a production company.
Her.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yes, the other one. Yes, of course I did. She's a very fine companion.
Have you snogged her yet?
No.
I would.
Yes, I heard you would.
I'd have a go. She's nice.
She's very, very nice.
I think the short hair makes her look sexy. I wouldn't let her drink so much, though, if I was going out with her.
It's not up to me what she drinks, though.
Well, if I was going out with her, I'd tell her, stay off the booze, love! You're embarrassing me! But I'm only joking.
Oh!
Lovely.
Oh. Steph, that was Chris sending kisses to you.
Yeah. You can have some kisses, too, later, if you want. So I'm looking at my notes about you. You're Pisces, just like me.
Oh, splendid. So, I don't know about that kind of stuff, but...
What?
Does that mean Pisceans are gluttons, or what is it?
I think it just means we're very good-looking.
Yes, couldn't agree
very
more.
Very good-looking, sexy people who eat lots of donuts.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So, there you go. So, we've had lots of people, over the weeks, people have been asking if you're going to come on, and blah, 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 and even today, people get asking questions. And one question that seems to come up a lot, which I find very bizarre, is, has Cameron he been asked to present songs of praise yet?
Well, plenty of people in the street and elsewhere have been asking me that, but it certainly has not come through any official channels, no.
Well, would you want to?
Well, I wouldn't say no to anything at the moment.
Songs of praise is rubbish.
But I might just be the injection that it needs.
Yeah, but, you know, the thing is, because, you know, you have a side of your life which is religion.
Uh-huh.
But many people, see, like, I'm religious. But I don't want to do songs of praise unless there's, like, strippers on it.
You wouldn't get asked anyway.
Why not?
Well, I don't think you're the sort
praise
of...
Praise the Lord and all that.
You're not the sort of front that they're looking for.
I know all the Lord's Prayer.
So do I, but that doesn't make us suitable candidates for such a programme.
I know more about the Bible than you do.
That's not true.
I bet you don't even know what Bible means, do you?
It's the Book of the Lord.
What does Bible mean?
I don't know.
Do you know what Bible means?
I would say I had a fair idea.
I believe the Bible is... It's basically a book.
I believe that it means different things to different people.
Ooh!
Don't get deep.
Hey,
controversial.
Don't you think that was a good answer? To me, it means something. To Cameron, it means something. And to you,
that's the words that are in the Bible.
Don't everyone has their own religion, and this is mine.
What?
What I just said.
Well, that doesn't even make any sense.
Religion is sort of adapted to each person, is it not?
We're not talking about religion, we're talking about what the word Bible means.
Well, I don't know.
Well, there you go, that's all I wanted to know, idiot. I'm sorry about that, Cameron.
That's
it must be like, just like being back in the house with a moron sitting next to you.
Don't talk with Steve like that, man.
You never get to kiss her now.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
I only say that because that's usually the person I sat beside. You're insinuating by your comment.
No, you sat next to that he-she man thing, Lisa, a couple of times. She-Ra from the Masters of the Universe. I put my thumb over her own windpipe. Oh, I did enjoy that. Oh, very funny.
Thank you.
So there you go. So you haven't been asked to do it yet?
No, I haven't.
What was the wing walk thing you did? Was that for charity?
Yes, it certainly was. And
that plane had a brand of stuff that you put in the fridge on it.
Yes, it did.
So they got all that free publicity.
Well,
did you not make any money?
No, the purpose of doing it was to raise awareness of our charity.
You're mad.
I don't get any money for doing this. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, don't get us started on that.
This is for fame and glory.
John Knowles sitting there in his office at the moment throwing darts into a picture of me.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you. That Polly woman, she's there going, I hate him.
No, don't. You mustn't be bad about them. They're doing their best for me.
Can't be that bad about them. Besides, anyway, the wing walk thing you did for charity, this show's a charity.
Sorry?
We're a charity as well.
Oh, good. Oh, well, that's why I brought the T-shirt.
Well, I'm very flattered. Dave, he didn't get you anything because he thinks you're an arse.
That's not true. They told me I had to leave it behind.
No, I didn't get Chris anything. I got a present for Chris because he's nice, but I didn't get one for Dave because I think he's an arse. Oh, Cameron, I can't believe you just said that. I'm sorry about that. Since I came out of the house, I've been dying to swear. Bum Willie. Stop, Cameron, stop it. I can't help myself. I've got Tourette's syndrome, but very mild for the radio.
Mm.
Poo-poo. Wee-wee. Cameron, stop it. Sorry. So, when you went to you went to Chicago, and obviously you got that nice present, and you saw your... Did you see your godson?
That's... Yep, Connor.
Nice. Connor.
Mm-hmm. And his little brother, Kyle. First time I've seen him.
Jesus. Well, how do you know these people?
I was at uni with Elaine, their mother, and obviously I've met her current...
You don't have universities in Orkney.
No, I was in Edinburgh.
Really?
All that way, 300 miles south.
Because they made us out to believe in the beginning for a few weeks of Big Brother that you'd never left the island and were pointing at things like the sun going, what's that?
What rubbish.
And then John made it out that you were some kind of international businessman stroke spy stroke. But the way he painted you out to be some kind of... You know the guy used to deliver the milk tray?
Yes.
He made you out to be like that, but for fish.
Well...
Fish tray.
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
That's what Cameron says.
The simple way to describe me, Job, is that I'm a fish.
Tray.
All because the lady loves fish.
Exactly. Hello. Now he's put his headphones on. You can hear me.
Uh-huh.
So Chicago was nice. Was it hot?
It wasn't as hot as here, but it was very hot, yes.
Was it windy?
Especially the politicians.
Do people fart there a lot?
Oh, dear.
Because it's the windy city.
That's because of the weather.
What?
The weather's windy because it's by a big lake.
What are you whispering?
That's not true.
Yes, yes, divvy.
It is by a big lake. I've seen pictures.
It is by a big lake, but a charming lady on the boat trip explained to us why it's called the Windy City. It's not because of the wind.
Because of beans.
No, it's because of the politicians.
Oh, really? Because I don't think that's true. I think you've been...
She's pulling your leg.
Tourism rubbish that they talk.
Very likely.
Don't ever go on the tour at Universal, because when that plastic shark comes out, oh my goodness, here comes Jaws! Cameron will be going, I don't believe there's a real shark there!
It's big fish, that.
Right, anyway, hang around for a bit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And maybe we'll play some Cameron calls later.
Thank you.
Oh, he said it again! Would you stop it?
Yeah.
You had to say something else, because I can talk to you on this machine.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. Right. Oh, and I played that one. Let's play this. Cameron is here. This is Graffiti. What is the problem at Radio 1?
Thank you. If you think it's all over, you better...